everything's ready here on the dark side of the moon. Play the five tones. Six quavers, then pause.
She sent us four quavers, a group of five quavers, a group of four semi-quavers.
Yeah, folks, this is a live view outside the White House right now. Incredible disclosure here. It's just, it's all happening. It's just like we thought it would be. Wouldn't that be funny if that was, if the plot of Steven Spielberg's new movie, the Disclosure Day movie, it was all just like what happened today? It's like Steven Spielberg presents Disclosure Day. And it's just like a couple old videos of Tic Tacs. They're like, what? Could be. We don't know. We just don't know. Welcome back, folks. This is War Room Live. AlexJonesLive.com. Of course, you support us at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You got to go to TheAlexJonesStore.com to get your methylene blue, get your CMOS gummies. We have these awesome bundles now where you can get different products that all cover different things but work synergistically together. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and of course are on massive discount, and you support us and keep us on the air, and we really do need your help right now. This is a transition phase. We are currently in our cocoon, soon to emerge as a beautiful and deadly butterfly, but until then we got to get the energy, we got to get the resources we need to launch into the next stage of our intergalactic mission. So please do go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. We really do make it easy for you to support us. We have some, I don't know if I saw some hats and shirts downstairs that are very cool. I don't know if they're available yet or if we got some preview stuff, but there are some very, very cool pieces of merchandise sitting downstairs right now that I would, oh, look, we're in cocoons. This is from Wars of the Info. Yeah, we're in our carapace. We're evolving, we're metamorphosizing like Pokemon. This is sort of our Charmander phase, right? We're in the middle phase here. We're about to become Charizard, but we haven't made that final step. We're still in that awkward middle phase, and we'll be busting out of it soon. But not without your help, and only with your help will we continue to succeed and challenge the globalists toe-to-toe. TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's how you support us. And that's where you go to get things like the incredible Ultimate CMOS gummies. Oh, I've got gummies here. I thought I only had the capsules. I actually prefer the gummies, but the capsules, I don't know, maybe the capsules are stronger, but I just like, it's a little treat. Yeah, some of these things are so awesome. The Alex Jones Live merchandise is very cool. So tell you what, go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, get yourself an Alex Jones Live t-shirt, a hat, a hoodie, whatever you're getting. And take a picture of yourself wearing it. It's definitely out in public, definitely at any sort of event, protest, political event. Take a picture of yourself wearing the Alex Jones Live gear. Tag me at Harrison H. Smith. Tag Alex at Real Alex Jones. Tag the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live. And we'll repost it and share it and show off how good you look in it. Turns out we're still open. The store lives on. That's awesome. And you're getting it for like, what, $12, $13 off right now? And just like always, I mean, if you've ever bought anything from Alex Jones, you know it's the highest quality. I still, to this day, I'm telling you folks, you want to see this? I'm pretty sure I'm wearing it today. I bought this before I ever worked at InfoWars. It's the coolest shirt I own. It's the Give Me Liberty shirt with George Washington with the AR-15. I've had this shirt for like 15 years. It's still amazing, still bright, it's still super soft, totally, you know, not ripped, not torn, no holes in it, no nothing. I wear it like at least once a week because it's the softest shirt I own, and I usually wear it as an undershirt under my suit. But it's also just probably one of the coolest shirts I own. I'm telling you, folks, we have the highest quality stuff ever. I literally bought this shirt before I worked here. I've worked here for 9 years. I've worn it at least once a week for the last 10 years, and it's still like amazing quality and the softest shirt I own. And everything from the AlexJonesStore.com is just as high quality and will last just as long. Now I got to put my tie clip on the lower half of my tie and at a 45 degree angle. Roger Stone, he taught me that. So now I'm teaching it to you. Tie clip goes 45 degree angle, and it's got to be below the bottom half of your tie, okay? Roger, I've learned things. I remember things from you, and I appreciate it. People will notice. If you start wearing your tie clip appropriately, other people with the knowledge will recognize you as a man of substance and culture. TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's where you go to support us, and we do have very cool new shirts. Take a picture of yourself, tag me in it. I'm happy to reshare. There's two things I always reshare. Anybody posting any sort of Alex Jones merchandise, or just, you know, a lot of people have like a cupboard in their kitchen that's just nothing but supplements. I love retweeting that stuff. I love retweeting any clips out of our show. And I'm seeing more people do it, and I really appreciate it. And it's really easy. And I mean, if you're good at it, especially, I mean, hell, I literally edit things while I'm driving on my phone. I probably shouldn't, but like, that's how easy it is to edit these days. You can get an app on your phone for free and be churning out edits that are awesome, using AI to do it, or using this sort of prefabricated templates. You can make things that are cool and stylish or funny and awesome. And whatever you do, just tweet it out, put your own name on it. Like, we don't care. It's all free to air. It's all yours to do with what you will. And hell, if you do it well enough, you're going to start making money. I mean, if you start getting views and, you know, are monetized on X, good for you, man. Use our content. Make a career out of it. We just want the information out there. We need the information to be supreme. So whatever you do, make sure to tag us, follow us, and share that content so we can share it as well. Now I want to go to this video. It just dropped. Crew just brought it in. A former lieutenant and special ops who was personal security for Bibi Netanyahu was just caught in a sting operation with Chris Hansen for grooming and trying to meet a 15-year-old boy. Everyone in proximity to Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay, well, a little editorial from Arthur Kwan Lee, but he simply notes that it turns out everybody near Benjamin Netanyahu turns out to be a vile demon, huh? What do you know? So here's the video. I haven't seen it yet, but this is Chris Hansen, classic of, you know, To Catch a Predator fame, back to his old tricks in catching Benjamin Netanyahu's personal security guard. Let's watch.
We're involved in security for the Israeli president, Netanyahu. Did you meet the Israeli leader?
I'm sorry, I'm not answering any questions so I can speak to an attorney.
You sent photos of your penis? Erect? You told the boy you ruined your shorts, meaning you ejaculated while you were talking to him. You asked for explicit pictures of him. You say the age of consent in Maryland is 16. This boy is 15. You knew this was illegal. And you had multiple chances to not commit this crime, but you did anyway. Which makes me wonder how many times you've gotten away with it before. You have CSAM on your phone.
I'm sorry, I'm not answering any questions until I can speak to an attorney.
You talk about being busy in training. The boy says his parents will be out of town at a work conference. How long was your drive over here today from your home in Maryland?
I'm sorry, I'm not answering any questions until I speak to an attorney.
You talked about taking him out after getting to know him for cheesesteaks. And if it goes well, you say you'll meet the monster at the end of the happy trail. Just tell me what you meant by that.
I'm sorry, I'm not answering any questions so I can speak to an attorney.
You feel pretty good about yourself today, huh? Think you were outsmarting everyone? a month and a day you spent chatting with someone who told you they're 15. Not just a cop, but a lieutenant. You sent pictures of yourself in uniform. You sent pictures of yourself from your office at the Metro DC Police Department, lounging on your couch, grooming a child. What should happen to you, Lieutenant?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not answering any questions so I can speak to an attorney.
Well, I guess you won't.
Well, that was horrifying. That was disturbing beyond belief. Yeah, I would not be surprised if he fleeced Israel. That's a very common thing. It's often done, of course, it's done by Tom Alexandrovich when he was caught trying to meet an underage girl, the head of Israeli cybersecurity. And unless I'm crazy, I'm pretty sure another high-ranking, like, Israeli government official was just caught in another To Catch a Predator scheme. I don't know if the crew saw that, but it was a different video. It was a guy sitting at a park. I was just scrolling through my bookmarks trying to find it. But this is the thing. People, like, online, people will be like, you talk about Israel too much. You're, like, obsessed with it. Like, I don't know. I don't think I mentioned it very much even today. Have I? I mean, we mentioned the Iran war, obviously. You got to mention the Epstein files. Hard to avoid Israel when you're talking about that. It crops up a lot. And I don't think I talk about it any more or less than most other people, especially not the likes of Mark Levin or Laura Loomer or any of them. And I actually don't go out of my way to cover all the negative Israeli stuff because that would be my entire show. And like literally today, I was scrolling through videos and I saw a video that it was like, you know, Israeli head of something, I don't know if the crew can find it, got caught by pedophile hunters trying to meet up with a boy. Maybe it was like the actual capture of this.